of the key of this interview, and that is the name fluoride blurring the whole debate when we're not talking about fluoride. And as my guest was saying during the break to me, he said, look, it's not true. There hasn't been a lot of studies of what's actually being put in the water. There's been studies of sodium fluoride alone. He's actually absolutely right. The studies show that sodium fluoride alone, and you know, he could differ, but the studies show increases in bone cancers in males, calcification of glands. But then he's going to come back and say, well, those are studies calling it fluoride, but it's really this other chemical compound that's a mixture of fluoride and other things. So, one of the world experts on this with the chemist, top chemist he's been working with. Please continue, sir. Let's get right into it.
Okay, well, look, let me start explaining things very simply. This silicon fiber breaks down, first of all, it has the effect, which is very big, of increasing the amount of lead that a child will absorb if he's living in an old house with lead paint or any place in the environment where there's lead. So we did some studies in places where there was evidence of children's blood level by the community where they lived. Three big samples, one in Massachusetts, Bright County, one in New York State, Bright County, and then the National Health and Nutrition Evaluation Survey is a third study. And three different big, huge samples, one of 400,000 kids, and you just do statistical analysis, okay, what's the average level, a percent of kids, for instance, who have more than what was the conventional level of danger, which is 10 micrograms per deciliter, that is, how many kids have high blood lead, or what's the average blood lead? What we found is that where there's silicon fluoride in the water, taking everything into consideration, like economics and race and everything else, where there's silicon fluoride in the water, there's more lead in the kids. And it's partly because silicon is a complicated atom that combines with a lot of other things, and the chemistry of that is, that's not my business. What my business is, the effects of it. And all the statistics involve taking lots of things into consideration. And what we then found was that, where there's pollution with lead, if there's also silicon fluoride in the water compared to where there's pollution with lead and no silicon fluoride, where there's lead and silicon fluoride, that adds another, roughly speaking, another 100 or 150 violent crimes for every 100,000 people drinking the water.
Amazing. Now, interviewing chemists and doctors on this subject, they describe fluoride and the different variants of it. That's why Prozac's made out of it and so many other things, as amazing, because it's electrically basically charged, and it just binds to everything. It goes through everything. It's really an active, volatile thing, to put that in dumbed-down layman's terms. Is that accurate?
My concern is not with the fluoride. It's with this other chemical, and the point is that this other chemical, silicon fluorides, when you put them in water, the German study by Westendorf in 1975 was the only major study in the literature, and it showed it had big effects on brain chemistry.
We keep calling it fluoride, but there's a different family of different compounds. What are they putting in the water in the cities?
Over 90% of water fluoridation uses one of these two silicon fluorides, either fluosilicic acid, which is a liquid, or sodium silicon fluoride, which is a very closely resembles it, but it's solid and it's in pebbles, in little pebbles. But these silicon fluorides are totally different from sodium fluoride, and they have these harmful effects on children or adults, and they have never been tested. The key thing, first of all, that they've never been tested. Don't take that, that's not my word. The National Toxicology Program 2002 nominated these two chemicals for study on the grounds their toxicology was not known. That is, the study of how they harm the brain or the body was not known.
But it is known that they harm. Stay there. Stay there. A quick break. We'll be right back, Professor.
Cameras are everywhere. above stoplights, on toll booths, and scanning the freeways just waiting to snap a photo of your license plate only to slam you with ridiculous fines. In California, red light tickets are as high as $400. Spray Your Plate is a spray-on photo blocker that protects against all types of cameras. Spray Your Plate photo blocker spray reflects and protects against flash photo images, making your plate unreadable. One can of photo blocker will pay for itself many times over, last forever, and is completely undetectable. You cannot afford to not be protected with Spray Your Plate photo blocker. Call 1-800-276-9601 or go to SprayYourPlate.com. That's SprayYourPlate.com. All orders are kept strictly confidential. You are no longer defenseless against Big Brother, who is watching us all. Go to SprayYourPlate.com or call 800-276-9601. That's 800-276-9601 today. Don't give your money to the state. Spray Your Plate.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijacker's ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Are you tired of hearing that a cure for cancer is coming, but it will be available sometime in the future? At Lays Med Inc., the future is here. Now it's cancer's turn to die with our patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can kill skin cancer and breast tumors of any size and many other types of cancer without adverse side effects at our outpatient facility. We offer a real solution using real science. Our unique approach to cancer treatment is what everyone has been waiting for. A simple, easy way to eliminate the threat of cancer. Laser technology at its best. To receive an information packet, call our treatment center at 501-255-0528. That's 501-255-0528. Or visit our website at LaseMedInc.com. That's LaseMedInc.com today.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
This is really important information, ladies and gentlemen. I've got some more vital information that'll be a surprise at the bottom of the hour after our guest leaves us. We got to move quick, Professor, because we've only got about 21 minutes left with you. I think for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers and Infowars.com listeners, though, I'm going to skip this next break coming up because this is so important. And I've also got one of your studies here, the silico fluorides and higher blood lead, a national problem that particularly harms blacks. This is online as well. So before you leave, I want people to be able to go and read for themselves the different studies that you and your colleagues have done. Okay, continuing. Now we kind of skipped ahead here. When did they decide to put these two different chemical compounds that they use publicly? The cover story is it's fluoride, but it's even more than that. And the studies that it's binding other heavy metals, bringing things in. The reports I've got, too, is that they also took, other compounds of toxic waste and called it fluoride and put that directly into the water. So, I mean, hit all the key points for us, please, sir. I understand it's academic and there's different facets to each little sub-area, but give us an overview.
I'll have to commit that I don't know some of the things that you have mentioned at all. Maybe it's just the professors that cut tunnel vision, but all I focus on is that once... we started to get rid of this waste from separating the uranium from the rock, and decided to just throw that in the water supply, because it was assumed that that it would all come apart. And it was never tested, and as I said, the National Toxicology Program in 2002 formally nominated a chemical to be studied, because it's how toxic it was wasn't really understood, how it worked.
Now, what, two
even
years ago?
It's been used since the 40s.
Well,
it started in the 40s, putting it in the war.
Well, I was going to say, they're just now looking at studying it, thanks to your work and others. But, what, 2 years ago, the American Dental Association said children shouldn't be brushing their teeth with fluoride until they're, what, six or seven?
Well, one of the things that has been a problem is that the American Dental Association and the AMA have repeatedly spoken about fluoridation as good. And they have not dealt with the fact that there were no studies of the safety of the silicon fluoride. All the studies were on the safety of sodium fluoride.
Now, let's be clear.
So,
yeah.
So it's as if I tell you, well, it's a good thing to have, let's say, a calcium pill in the morning. So here's another pill, and it turns out to have arsenic in it. Well, because one thing is good doesn't mean another thing is good.
Exactly. They say milk is good, but it isn't milk. It's battery acid the kids are drinking. You know, I mean, and so let's say sodium fluoride is good for your teeth and good for you, which there are studies on and it shows they're not. But regardless, let's just say it's good. What you're saying is what we're hearing as, quote, fluoridation isn't even that at all, and the studies are clear it's bad. They just don't know why, and now that's being looked at.
Let me give some concrete numbers. When you have lead in the water or in the environment, pollution in the environment, there's a higher lead in the kids. But when you have the silicon fluoride, it goes up. So that just the lead alone, that increases the lead in kids' blood, okay? It's about... the measure of is in micrograms per deciliter. It's about one of those measures is increased by lead alone.
The silicon fluorides boost these other poisons.
That's right. It goes up in whites by another microgram per deciliter, from about 2.3 to 3.5. In blacks, it goes up about 2.5, from 5.5 to 8. That is, it way increases the vulnerability of blacks. Let me just
happens to hurt blacks. I'm sure that hurts the feelings of the eugenicists that happen to run our entire government.
Well, let me not get into eugenicists and just get into science, because the main thing is that the effects of lead include learning disabilities, substance abuse, and violent behavior.
Oh.
Because lead destroys the ability of the brain chemicals that inhibit your behavior. It just slows down your impulsiveness. The brain chemicals aren't working right if you've got a lot of lead in your system. I mean, if you have a lot of it, it'll kill you. When I was on the Get the Lead Out of Vermont task force, the government task force in Vermont, we looked at this tradition of saying that, well, only get worried if there's over 10 micrograms per deciliter of lead in the blood. And we found there was no level of lead in the blood that was completely without action. And we lowered the state level of concern from 10 to 5.
Because where you have silico fluorides, then the whole scale has to be changed because it boosts it. How much
That's
does it
right.
boost?
I
know you were just giving us the numbers, Professor, but give us those numbers again. Let's say you've got a Caucasian versus a Negroid, in the same city with a set amount, and then give us the differences there.
Well, if you take the white kids who have both silicon fluoride and lead, they get up to about 3.5 from 2 2/3 or something like that. The black kids, it goes up from 5.5 to 8, so that blacks are just much more vulnerable. Partly, this is poverty, and it's calcium. In particular, but and lots of other things. The chemistry of the body is.
Well, are there studies on that? So you're saying it's the diets of the blacks, or is it on average the metabolic difference?
When I do these studies, I'm just doing population studies to find out where it's bad.
But certainly, you've had other scientists contact you that have an idea why it's so much more worse for blacks.
When we take the best evidence we've got and look at the difference between poor kids and kids who have average or above average income.
So it's a socioeconomic.
The poor kids, whether they're white or black, whether they're exposed to silico fluorides or not, it's always the poor kids who are most vulnerable to lead. And those vulnerabilities are much worse for blacks. And for everybody, they're much worse with the silico fluoride.
Well, here's an example. There's more diabetes in, quote, Hispanics that have the, you know, Native American bloodline. And then certainly, you know, the cliche is true that, quote, natives can't drink as much whiskey as, say, a Northern European who's had in their development, generationally more drinking. And of course, that gets into, you know, development and species. But I understand it's too many disciplines here, and you're a scientist, you like to, or a professor who likes to look at the science and just go with what you have. So you're saying it's not a genetic difference, or you don't know, between blacks and whites.
Well, actually, the point is we think about genes versus environment. The phrase genes versus environment is like saying, when you write an answer in long division, do you use the even numbers only when you write the answer, or the odd numbers only? You're going to say, Masters, you idiot, I use both even and odd numbers. And I can say, oh, you can use both even and odd ones. The point is that everything in life involves what are called interactions between genes and the environment.
And that's the problem with most professors and academics and scientists, is they do narrowly only look at one little area instead of that integration of the info.
That's what I'm trying to do with my last years of research, is to try and show how once you look at the integration, sometimes you find that there's one thing that's easy to change. The message I want your listeners to hear is simple. This stuff in the water has never been tested for safety. Turn it off and make sure it isn't put back in the water until it's tested and proven to be safe by utterly independent people. And I don't mean the bureaucrats and government agencies, because they like to cover up mistakes. As I keep on asking people, when was the last time you heard of a bureaucrat who admitted his pants were around his ankles?
Well, why is it that it's known that these fluoride compounds that resemble Prozac are being put in the water, and it just accidentally does all of this? And then the original studies I saw in Pulitzer Prize-winning books from World War II is the Soviets and Germans believed different fluoride compounds had a calming effect, but your studies and real, you know, peer-reviewed studies show that actually it binds heavy metals and toxins that are associated with violent behavior
But let me ask you a question, because chemical compounds that differ, and when they differ, they have different effects. It's like my asking the question when I'm talking to students, tell me, if you drink scotch, bourbon, and vodka in the same night, is that different than just drinking one scotch?
Yes.
I never know a student who didn't admit that, well, mixing scotch, bourbon, and vodka was a very bad idea. I tried it once. My parents had a cocktail party when I was just going into my sophomore year of high school. They went out after the cocktail party, left a lot of glasses around. I decided to try them all at one night. Oh, boy. You should.
No,
the next morning? Boy.
I did the exact same thing a few times, yeah.
I didn't dare tell my mother what happened, but I thought I'd roll my head down the sidewalk to high school. But don't mix your drinks. And in the same way, when we mix chemicals, we have effects that we don't have one at a time. This is important because basically the government regulates in the EPA one thing at a time. And there's another thing, which is just in the paper today about, I think it's perchlorate. The EPA has found a compound that seemed to be really dangerous, and they wanted to pass some rules on it. And the White House intervened and changed the document to take some of the stuff out.
That's right. Now the White House is practicing medicine, science. They just decide on a whole host of issues. We're going to skip this break with our guests. We have a full 10 minutes left with him. Got to go to InfoWars.com to hear this part. But the M&F stations will be back in just a few minutes. Roger D. Masters, research professor at Dartmouth College, is our guest.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water and is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, wasn't engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
Questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of 9/11.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now or get the DVD at Infowars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
Government is best which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
It's not who votes that counts, it's who counts the votes.
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community.
For a limited time, go to LibertyStickers.com and receive a free Ron Paul bumper sticker with any purchase by entering the coupon code GCN. LibertyStickers.com is the place to go for custom stickers for your business or your political campaign. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626 and express your freedom of speech today.
Did you know that pH balance is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 9 or higher. Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals and elements. This product is a one-of-a-kind in its strength and effectiveness. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline while helping you get rid of acid and regaining your health and energy. With just 10 drops, you can raise the pH level of the water you drink up to the pH of 10. Alkalizing water helps the body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-344-3420 today.
Professor Masters wants you to go to his website. It's http://www.dartmouth.edu/tildrmasters/pinfo.htm. It's much easier just to type in Roger D. Masters into Google, and it's the top link that comes up. You can read his research papers and so much more. I mean, this is a nightmarish compound that they just accidentally decided out of the Manhattan Project. to put in our water supplies. It was all just an accident, and it accelerates absorbing heavy metals and other toxins, causes massive increases in the brain, being drug addicted to cocaine. He was just going all over the study numbers on that. Massive increases in violent crime. It's all just an accident. Again, it's a complete accident that any of this is going on. And, of course, I'm being sarcastic, but he just covers the scientific fact. But, okay, you were plugging your website as we came out of the break. Why do folks need to go there, Professor Masters?
I was going to say the website that what I usually cite is after the tilde R Masters slash, the letters AHABS slash at the very end. So if you have trouble getting me with something at the end, go back to cut off the end until you get to the R Masters slash and the letters AHABS, and if that's the problem, just go back to the tilde R Masters.
I found the radio, you try to give out long addresses, doesn't work. Folks need to Google, fluoride Roger D. Masters, and they will, because I'm doing it here. I'm testing it on Google. It's all you. People can read the studies and see the information. I've got to get you back up for a part two. We really appreciate you doing this tirelessly to try to warn the public. But you were making the point a few minutes ago, and I want you to take us out with us. Any other points you want to make, sir, that this is forced medicating with something they know has bad effects but don't know the full bad effects of, and you're saying needs to be taken out. Do you see that happening? Because
I see more and more citizens who are concerned, and some people in the public area. But I think one of our problems is the way we talk about they did this, they did that. They are human beings like us. I think it's only fair to say that most of the people in the public health sphere don't know much about the details of this research. It's not that right.
Yeah, they're compartmentalized.
And if you are in the medical profession and you've always been taught that fluoridation is a very good public step, and you never heard of a difference between sodium fluoride and silica fluoride, you think that fluoride is putting fluoride. Nobody puts pure fluorine in the water for a lot of technical reasons that my chemical colleague Mike Copeland would explain. The key thing is that there's some new scientific evidence. We've published in journals like Neurotoxicology, which is the best journal in the world on how toxic chemicals harm the brain. Published two papers in that. So it's not just a funny professor from the Ivy League. And if I'm wrong, I want to know I'm wrong. But I think the crucial thing is, when in doubt, for anything that harms health, behavior, stop doing it.
Yeah, I mean, if they, quote, haven't studied it, which is their official story, why put it in when all the evidence shows it's not good for you? But separately, they have studied different types of fluoride and what it does, and it calcifies bones, causes bone fractures, cancers radically shoot up in boys. I mean, just like all these studies on cell phones, my God, frying the testicles, frying the breast, frying any fast-growing cells that have a lot of hormonal flux going on that are already, leaning towards being places where you'll have a cancer problem. I mean, bottom line, Professor, they know what's going on at the top. You're right. People mid-level and different compartments don't. But look how much trouble they go to keep this stuff in the water. I guess it's because they love us.
No, I think a lot of it is simply that people don't like to admit they made a mistake. That is, a lot of this is just people want to have the idea. You're in a bureaucracy, and a bureaucrat is kind of territorial animal. He owns his desk, and you better not get near it. He's got a bunch of things, and he's in charge of that, and that's his stuff. Now, my experience in the Army was that...
Cover your ass.
Well, I think actually we ought to go back and have a draft itself, because I think not only we sort of military manpower, but it's a very good thing for people to discover. First of all, the country has to have people to protect them.
Hold on, I'm going to skip this break, too. I'm going to do 3 more minutes with our guests if you're listening on InfoWars.com.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with a very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 500 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 500, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco, and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try. Free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 500. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that every problem our nation is facing can be traced back to the Council on Foreign Relations and the Order of Skull and Bones, which President Bush is a member? The Council on Foreign Relations is a Marxist organization that gained control of our State Department at the invitation of President Roosevelt during the 1930s. They've had 70 years to radicalize our nation, preparing it for the New World Order. We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening and offer you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now while operators are standing by to receive your call for an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine.
I got into Straussian ideas. The professor's saying he's not a neocon. Whatever, he hatched that. He's the progenitor of it. And I brought up Machiavelli, and the professor got very possessive, I think is the word. And like, I'm an expert on Machiavelli. He was disagreeing with me. And I'm sure he's right about the main reason Machiavelli wrote those books. I mean, I read them like 15, 20 years ago. The point is... and I've seen more modern forms of subterfuge, more subtle. He was saying that he wanted us to go back to pagan antiquity and something more pure, I guess. And that's what I was saying. The Illuminati and you know, all those guys that, you know, that came a few hundred years later, that's what they said they were doing. You were kind of saying, no, no, no. I was saying the Illuminati, you said pagan antiquity, I guess kind of this do as thou wilt or see through all the BS conventions. I mean, expound on that for us.
Oh, the point is that Machiavelli was a friend of somebody named Leonardo da Vinci. When he was in power in the Republic of Florence, he tried with Leonardo to design a move to change the bed of the River Arno to make the city of Florence a seaport. Because with the discovery of America in 1492, the idea of making Florence a seaport, which could then engage in transatlantic trade, was very attractive. And Machiavelli, as a politician, thought that was a very important thing. He got Leonardo da Vinci to design this thing. It would have worked, except that the engineers goofed up and it failed. But Machiavelli was interested in connecting science and public policy. And that's something that the people who read Machiavelli don't know because they don't pay enough attention to read him very carefully.
No, I remember seeing that, talking about how basically a bunch of Twittering, religionists were blocking progress, and you're talking about the Renaissance, aren't you?
Oh, yeah, but I mean, I wrote a couple of my book, Machiavelli, Leonardo, and the Science of Power, which I tried to deal with how Machiavelli and Leonardo represent two aspects of the beginning of modern society. Modern society is unique in the world. This is the idea of using science the way we use science, and we take it for granted, don't realize that the way we take science for granted is for a lot of people elsewhere in the world, particularly in the Middle East, mm-hmm. is all heresy.
Well, that's I understand. Tell me about this going back to the pagan roots. Tell me about that.
Well, the main point is that Machiavelli thought you had to understand human nature as best you could without reading it through the filter of some book by somebody else.
Yeah, getting it from
some religion.
Getting it from the oracles.
And in particular, he was worried about the way in which the Christian view of original sin, going back to the Hebrew view in the Bible of original sin, raised questions about things that were utterly natural. And the point of this, St. Paul wrote these letters and claimed that the word of Jesus as God had to be sent to all tribes, all nations. That was what St. Paul said. What did Machiavelli realize when Amerigo Vespucci realized that this wasn't just an island, it was a continent? Machiavelli was the first thinker to know there was a continent between Europe and Asia, because his assistant, Agostino Vespucci, was Amerigo Vespucci's cousin. And so he knew right away that there was this whole continent where people had never heard about Christianity. Well, how could God have been just because, according to medieval Christianity,
no, I understand.
You were not baptized, you stayed in purgatory forever. What kind of justice would God have if he left those people on this continent in purgatory forever with no chance of...
No, I understand the whole argument. That's the induction into the Illuminati speech. I understand all that. I mean, listen, we got to get you back up. I didn't know you wrote a book about that, Professor, and we appreciate you coming on to explain to us that it's something far more complex than what we hear of as sodium fluoride being put in the water supply. And I hope you'll spend time with us again. People can just Google Roger D. Masters and find out about your prolific work, and I appreciate your time.
Well, thank you very much for giving me a chance to perhaps encourage stopping the use of a dangerous chemical.
All right, thank you. We appreciate your time.
Well, good luck and good health to you all.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Well, there we have it. All went back to the same thing. Oh, man. And let me tell you, they will have you believe that they are not religionists. I don't know about him particularly, but they are religious in every sense of the word, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, look, I wanted to play both these clips. They're both like 10 minutes long. They're up on Infowars.com. I may play one now and then do an overdrive. And I got to go to a meeting about the studio, the TV studio they're building. You want to do, let's do 10 minutes of overdrive. Can you do 10 minutes of overdrive? Oh, the problem is the network has the clip. And I guess you can't keep my ISDN connected from Minnesota down here, can you? To go into overdrive? John? Hey, do me a favor then. Email me that other clip, both the clips, the URLs. Do you have those or did you flush those? Yeah, we'll play part one here and we'll play part two in overdrive from my studio. Hell, I may just start doing 5 or 6 hours every day, you know? There's too much. Look, I know I opened the phones up hours ago and only took like 5 calls. They're not people still holding, are they? Oh, goodness gracious. These poor people have been holding for hours and hours and hours. And I've got an important meeting I've got to go to. You know what? We'll take their calls, too, before the show ends. It's Joe, Mike, Billy, and Dr. Kelly. right? Okay. Well, anybody, it won't be on the AM and FM dial, global shortwave internet or satellite, but it will be on the internet, Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. You will be able to see the clip. I'll just play it from there. Let's go ahead now and do this. I wanted to spend a whole show on this, and I think tomorrow I'm going to comment on this more. But I found all these old militia clips from Donahue and other shows, and Donahue is acting like a complete clown. I used to really hate him for this, but then I'd seen these, you know, back in the early 90s. This was like in 94, right after the Waco butchering. And I'd seen these clips going around then on VHS tapes and things passed around where he's going, you live in the woods, don't you? The woods, like these militia guys, and they're just totally calm, making him look like a fool. I know two of the guys that are up on stage, and they're laying out. They're coming for your guns. It's a new world order. They're going to do this and that. And then now look, let me see, 14 years later, this is in 1994, 14 years later, how much of this has come true? How much of this happened? Because they were only going off government documents. And just how right the militia movement was. But then a year later, after this TV show, the feds bombed OKC, and Bill Clinton blamed it on the militia when it was a federal operation, and that's when the militia went underground. So government-sponsored terror is used to head off movements that could stop their tyranny. So let's go ahead. But they only do it because it's injustifies the means. They want to bring us enlightenment, and they got to kill a lot of us to do that first. It's, you know, it's a great work we're talking about here for Lucifer, they believe. So let's go ahead and play the militia with the video is even more incredible up on Infowars.com. Actually, for PrisonPlanet.tv, let's punch this up, and I will play clip two in overdrive so people can actually see the video over PrisonPlanet.tv. Just have this where I can get to it later. Good. Yeah, later I'm going to have that for everybody. Now, folks get confused. There's all these other internet streams and little radio networks, internet and things that carry the show. I mean, there's scores of them. And Ted's always let a lot of them do it. The problem is some then hold out that they are us. And because we're so lenient with things, it's kind of like, make copies of my film. People say, well, they're now my film. And I copyright your film, you know. And then, well, no, that's my film. How dare you, you? No, the film's mine now. So we have to kind of explain to you, this is the Genesis Network. This is where the show originates from. And on those other networks and things, you won't be hearing my show when it ends. You've got to go to Infowars.com when we go into overdrive. The only place to listen is on the internet or at PrisonPlanet.tv. All of the schooning pilot fish are, you know, trying to attach themselves, which I don't mind a few pilot fish hanging off me. But if they bite me and hate me while they're sucking my blood, it makes me angry. And they, you know, they always squeal and yell and pull their hair out. And I mean, you know, make up a bunch of stuff about me and engage in blackmail and all this other crap. I'm not going to be too friendly towards you. It's, I mean, your own delusional BS. You can lie to yourself all day about the stuff you've done. But the truth is, I know the truth, and that's what matters. And that's why I'm going to defend myself. But I'm already digressing. Listen at how the militia was so right. Now, these are real guys, John Trockman and others. These are all great guys up there on stage. I know two of them personally. And I want to get them on. I want to track them down and get both these guys back on. Bob Fletcher and Trockman, I know they're still around. Just amazing guys. This is 14 years ago. These guys 20 years ago were telling the truth. Now, listen to it. We'll be right back.
The United States of America, they believe that the United States government is prepared to usurp the Constitution and break down doors and confiscate guns. Am I lying to these people, Bob Fletcher and Jim Trockman?
John Trockman.
John, sorry, it says John here. You believe this?
No, not quite like that. Not the U.S. government.
Which government? The one world government?
Yes, sir.
The United Nations?
Yes, sir.
And you're in the woods now, and you're not, neither of you, you're not in the woods?
No.
Yeah, you're from Montana, the city of Knoxon?
Yes, sir, the little town of Knoxon.
350 people?
Maximum.
Uh-huh. And you living in the woods?
No,
you're not. Is anybody in Montana?
Just their plain homes.
You're sitting next to Ray Southwell, who does, from Michigan. You gather in the woods, don't you? In Michigan?
When we train?
Yeah.
That's correct.
But you're not living there.
I don't quite understand.
Stop right there. See, this propaganda wouldn't sell today. Like, you live in the woods. You're some kind of hillbilly. And then they go to the black guy. Well, these are white supremacists. What are you doing with them? And the black guy's like, no, they're not. In fact, if you go watch your videos, they all speak out against it. But that's the whole point, is that's what they would tell the public. And this was running up. The demonization of the militia started a year before the feds bombed OKC. Just like the demonization of Al-Qaeda began right before 9/11. So you could see the buildup. But, I mean, just listen how ridiculous Phil Donahue is. Here it is.
Yeah, that's correct.
But you're not living there.
I don't quite understand when you say living there. I live in northern Michigan, and I have 20 acres that I live on, and there's a house there.
Right. You're with Ken Adams and Doug Hall here, as well as the ever-popular, highly regarded Jim Johnson.
How
you're from Ohio, are you?
That's correct. Columbus, to be exact.
Yeah. You're in a militia, are you?
The Ohio Unorganized Militia, the duly elected communications officer.
Yeah. Incidentally, I thought this was all-white area.
By the way, start
nation.
Again. I mean, Donahue is extremely manipulative. You know, speaking out against the war now, he seems good, but he was puffing up, getting in their face, growling at them with the body language, trying to manipulate him into a fight, and the guys were all laughing at him, so Donahue looked like a complete fool. Back to it.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. I thought this was all-white Aryan Nation, don't tread on me kind of group.
Yeah, well, the Saving the Country doesn't have an affirmative action program. All are invited.
And you're here, among other things, to say that you share their concern about the pending crisis that's coming to this country?
Oh, absolutely. Being a minority in our community, we've seen certain actions that these conspiratorial theorists have talked about actually happen in our communities.
Tell us what they are. I'm having a little trouble getting it from the civilians here.
Well, the
you look like you're from IBM compared to the rest of the group.
Yes, so.
We can spot you from the air, Bob. You better get yourself
true.
Your fatigues here.
I'm going to get spotted from the air.
Yes, you are. You're serious about this. Please, I want this audience to know. Well, show them the film. This is from Michigan. Let me just, while we're showing them, you can make your case.
The basic problem is rather simple, and Americans have become concerned that here in the United States we're losing our constitutional rights. We are slowly being moved into what amounts to being a one world, and that's George Bush and Gorbachev's words, a one world, new world order. And what that amounts to basically is socialism, one world socialism. And if you don't like it, you're going to be moved off someplace where they can control you. And the problem is, in terms of the militia across the United States, this is exactly what we're addressing. It has nothing to do with racism, as I guess our compadre from Ohio would testify. It has nothing to do with a handful of crazy people running through the woods and practicing to shoot unknown, mysterious people. We already are witnessing, as we talk today, Puerto Rico, San Juan, Puerto Rico, is under martial law, folks, that everybody said would never happen. That's as we speak today.
This has to do with the sweep of public housing for drugs and weapons
Rico. That's the excuse that's being used. Now, the only point they don't make is that the tremendous tonnage of cocaine and narcotics coming into the United States is being done on C-130 military aircraft. It's been that way since all the way back in the 80s, and it was part of the Oliver North business with bringing in the drugs and the guns down to the Contras. That's where the drug problem comes.
You're afraid of the suspension of what you believe is your right to bear arms. That's really at the root of this.
No,
you're afraid
not.
The feds are coming along and take your guns away.
My basic concern is what kind of a country am I going to leave my children? I am very, very concerned about that. And that's the reason that I'm in the militia, is what kind of a country am I going to leave for my children?
Yeah.
That's the same way with me, Phil. You know,
You're the chaplain,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. Right. At 63, my youngest daughter just had a little girl. Well, she's a year old now. And I was amazed that at 63 I started to really appreciate this little person, and so that's what I'm
concerned still don't know
about.
What the hell you're doing in these funny outfits here. What are you concerned about, gentlemen? What's going to happen? You're finessing me here. You think that the feds are coming, they're going to suspend the Constitution, they're going to take your guns away, and you're practicing, and when they come, you're going to pop them one.
Wait a minute.
What do you mean it's already happened?
Oh, you mean in the inner cities?
In inner cities, it's already happened.
We have,
you said public housing. It's also been public and private areas also. Shreveport, Louisiana is a great example. It's also happened in Chicago.
Yeah.
They killed a guy in Boston doing that.
So you're in the militia in order to what?
Preserve the Constitution.
Preserve. And how will this express itself, this preservation?
This preservation, what we do in Ohio is we arm people with knowledge. is what we do.
The knowledge that your rights are eroding.
That is correct.
You got to say this.
All right, stop it right there. I'm gonna come back and play more. We're going to overdrive today, and tomorrow I'll probably play this for the full AM and FM audience. If you just Google American Militia Media Spin into Google, it'll come up. American Militia-Media Spin. You can go to Infowars.com and watch. Well, there's links to hours of this stuff if you want. But this is the type of stuff we're dealing with here. Just the outright demonization. See, most of these guys were former military intelligence. Well, they had sources in that, and that's when Delta Force started buying off local governments, CIA takeover, government narcotics trafficking expanding, and they were doing drills for gun confiscation. And I then woke up a few years right after this, about a year after this, started going and videotaping these drills and seeing it for myself, and I found out, my God, these old guys on TV are telling the truth. And then here we are a few years later, 15 years later, right down getting our throats slit. It's all coming to a head. Stay with us.
High fuel prices for gasoline and diesel are taking a huge bite out of budgets for individuals and businesses. But there is something you can do. Fuel Saver Incorporated's Fuel Enhancer formula will not only stretch each gallon of fuel further for mere pennies per treated gallon, but also cleans fuel injectors, pumps, and reduces emissions. Average improvement in fuel economy typically ranges from 8 to 20% or more, saving you 30 to 80 cents on each gallon of fuel at the pump. Now there's a boost for your budget. Fuel Saver Incorporated's product is completely safe for your vehicle, gas or diesel. In fact, the product is currently in use in motorcycles, cars, trucks, buses, RVs, boats, ships, and locomotives. Go to FuelSaverInc.com today. That's FuelSaverInc.com. Or call toll-free 866-768-7811. Call now, 866-768-7811. Or go to FuelSaverInc.com. Fuel Saver Fuel Enhancer. Start saving on fuel today.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Keep out of reach of children under 6 years of age. If you accidentally swallow more than used for brushing, seek professional assistance or contact a poison control center immediately. Why would you or your family use a product with this warning? If you're looking for a safe and natural alternative to keep your teeth healthy, clean, and sparkling, then you need Soli Smile All-Natural Tooth Powder, the first tooth powder of its kind. Soli Smile contains 84 mineral-rich Himalayan sea salt, baking soda, and xylitol, a sugar substitute with long-lasting dental benefits. Soli Smile comes in 5 flavors, made from grade-A essential oils, so I know it'll please even your kids. You'll also appreciate the convenient 2-ounce airline-safe size. Try some, and you too will have a Soli Smile. Order some today at SoliSmile.com. That's SOLAYSmile.com. Or call us toll-free, 866-497-0274. That's 866-497-0274. Mention GCN for a free gift, complete with a 90-day money-back guarantee.
Final segment for folks listening on the GCN radio network. But I'm going to go into overdrive, I don't know, 10, 15, 20 minutes. One place only. Infowars.com. Prisonplanet.com. One stream only. One place to get it is the internet at those specific streams. Not the Genesis streams, not any other streams. You know, just to see how right these men were, to see how on target they were, and to see how they were ridiculed and laughed at by the brainwashed, dumbed-down mass of people in that audience. But now you go to YouTube and Google and you see these clips, and every single person's agreeing, unless it's some CENTCOM handle guy getting paid $100,000 a year to bring his country down. I am sick of all the people in government who still go along with this evil, claiming you're the patriots, claiming you're the good guys, that you're getting rid of our freedom for America. You're doing that to make sure the bankers can rob the living daylights out of us. Let's play a few more minutes of this clip. Here it is.
This preservation, what we do in Ohio is we arm people with knowledge, is what we do.
The knowledge that your rights are eroding.
That is correct.
You got to say this, friends. Right. If you don't say this, this audience is going to not know what
this is.
You look like a barbershop quartet. You're a sex guy. Go ahead. What is the American thing? You're holding on to me. You are not coming through to me.
Tell them what you're concerned about.
All right, I'm ready to learn here.
Every day, the American people from all across the country call us, and they tell us two things. One, there's too much government. There's too much federal intervention into our states and into our personal lives, that our states are losing our sovereignty. Back up. Give the control back to our local elected officials. Let's uphold our sheriffs. Let's give power back to our sheriff, who we esteem highly, who is our only elected law official in this country. Back off federal government. Give the states some power again. That's what the people are concerned about.
And by the way, Phil, in reference to that, in a reference to the possibility of them being a quartet, we have turned it into a huge singing organization of governors. As of today, the governors are wrapping up a convention. The governors of the United States of America have said exactly what Mr.
The federal government is taking too much power.
Exactly, and that the governors need it back in their own backyard.
Right.
Let me ask you a question.
All right, go ahead.
That's good. We go into overdrive. I'll put the last 3 minutes of that clip and then 10 minutes more of the other clip from Donahue. And there's more. There's more to the show online at InfoWars.com. And there's a bunch of other Donahues and other programs where they're viciously attacking the militia. And Sean Hannity says arrest all militia members, anybody that talks about a new world order. Every child should have a microchip, and that's conservative. No, these are new world order dirtbags in both parties. By the way, the stock market right now is down over 300 points on the Dow Jones Industrial Average, and that is with hundreds of billions being pumped in today. They're talking about the dollar completely dying. Now is the time to expose government-sponsored terrorism. I'm telling you, we're in prime territory for that. Please go to InfoWars.com. Do not wait. Get Fabled Enemies exposing how they carried out the attacks with intelligence ops. Get Truth Rising so people really know who the 9/11 Truth Movement is and why. I didn't even get into it today. YouTube openly announcing censorship. Other websites banning 9/11 Truth. Openly admitting that Lieberman sends them, that the staff basically tells them what to ban and what not to ban. The media running around attacking 9/11 Truth. You can also tell operatives in our own movement. They're all activating right now with their disinfo. We're winning, thank God. The hearts and minds, but the enemy can stage terror attacks, economic collapse, you name it. So please visit InfoWars.com. And don't forget, it's up to you to carry the ball. You can't just passively sit here and listen and then hope that everything works out and thinking, oh, good, Alex is on the air. No. Tell more people about the show. Tell them about the free podcast. Tell them we're coming back up live right now in 1 minute at InfoWars.com. But start your own radio show. Take action. Your own websites. People are really listening right now because everything we've said has come true. So now's the time to strike while the iron's hot. We'll see you back on the other side at InfoWars.com. We're live. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.